Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational Group Radio Show. My name is Kaden Behan, your host, and today we have a special guest, Jim Baumgardner, author in affiliation with Pamela Clark, founder and director of New Heights Educational Group. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Fine, thanks.
So before we begin our show, we're just going to announce some contact information. Anytime you feel like you want to get more information about New Heights Educational Group or get involved, you can reach us at newheightseducationalgroup.org, email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or call our number at 419-786-0247. You can also at any time contact us through the show at 347-633-9225. And now Pamela Clark is going to share some announcements for this week.
Yeah, thank you, Kaden. Our website's newheightseducation.org. And the announcements for the week is that for the homeschool and charter school families, we are going forward with the biweekly Enrichment Day classes. They'll start Friday, October 11th, and they'll be from 11 to 3 p.m. The first hour and a half, we're going to have like a culinary, and then we're going to have lunch together, and that will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. These are not religious-based classes unless the families want there to be one. We might hold another planning meeting. We just had some conversations with some of the interested families on Friday, yesterday. Or we'll be talking to families by phone if new ones sign up to see what they're interested in. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. We're still in the planning process. We now have a couple of volunteer instructors, actually, and maybe another one coming on board that just signed up yesterday. We have about 10 students that are interested right now, 9 and under. And if you're interested in participating, please use our contact info that Kaden shared. And then also I wanted to just say a very humble thank you for all the people that voted in the People's Choice Award for us. We were among the first runner-up as of the morning of the voting, of the last day of voting. But we did not win the gold. That went to, I can't think of it right now. I can't remember. Anyways, we just wanted to say thank you. We very much appreciate all the votes and all the volunteers that keep things running smoothly at New Heights. We all want to thank you for your support.
Yes, definitely. So we're going to go ahead and get right on into introducing Jim Baumgardner. And so, Jim, why don't you just tell us a little bit of background about yourself, where you're from, and a little bit about your roots.
Well, I am from Wichita, Kansas, and I live in Wichita now. I was born and raised here. I've been away a few years, but came back. I've always enjoyed writing, telling stories. I think one time said I was from a long line of storytellers, and my grandfather told a lot of stories, and at times you didn't know whether the truth left off and fiction began, but I think that was what got me started. And, of course, my dad, he liked to tell stories, and so it just kind of evolved into that. When I was very young, I began writing songs, little songs, and taking some of the old Elvis songs and rewriting them with my own words, and that kind of got me started. My dad, he encouraged me, told me I'd be a writer someday, and so I always tried to prove him right. So I'm a writer. I author some books and other things, and so that's kind of how I got started. Family, on the Baumgartner side, my great-great-grandfather lived in Wapakoneta, and he came from Germany, in the 1850s, I don't know for certain, and he came from a time when there was lots of conflict in that area where he lived in Germany, and he wanted a better life in America, and he wanted his... he was a physician, and so he thought the opportunity should be better in America. So he came over here and settled in western Ohio at Wapakoneta, and then that's where he met my great-great-grandmother, and they were married there at Wapakoneta. So that's my a little bit of my background, and his son, his name was John Baumgartner, and then his son was... John Jr., and he actually came out to Kansas and worked as a cowboy and a ranch here in Kansas, and then that's where we came from. You know, he came from Ohio out here, and my grandfather lived down in Oklahoma in the bad, some people call the Badlands, and so I've always liked Western stories and cowboys, and then of course, history. So all of my books are considered historical fiction. And my Sarah books are set there around Wapakoneta and in Ohio.
Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your book, Sarah's Wish, I believe, which was your first one, and then introduce the other two that came after that.
Sarah's Wish was the first book. It was published in 2007, and Sarah's Wish is set in Wapakoneta. Sarah was a young lady who lived with my great-great-grandparents there in Wapakoneta, and we believe she was an orphan. She did not... She had a different last name than my relatives, and he was a physician. I think the idea was he took her in. Her parents were dead, and in my books, she is also an orphan. I made her an orphan. The first book, Sarah's Wish, her mother dies in the first chapter, and then it's up to her to carry on her mother's work. And her mother was an agent on the Underground Railroad. And so that's the premise of that book is she wants a family, that's her wish, but she works for the Underground Railroad, and she goes and lives with an old granny lady, Granny Evans, and Granny's from the backwoods, and she talks like it, and she's an herb doctor, and so they have a lot of fun together as they work with getting slaves north to Canada, and it was pre-Civil War, set in 1858, and that particular book, Sarah's Wish, won an award with Old Schoolhouse Magazine, which maybe some of your listeners are familiar with that, and it's homeschool crew, I think they call it, and there was about 100 homeschool moms that reviewed the book, and then they voted the best book 2010 in that category, best book, and magazine, I believe, was the category. So, and then there are three sequels to that book, Sarah's Promise, Sarah's Escape, And then Sarah's Quest, The Making of a Spy. She gets progressively older. The first three books are actually, they're really considered, they're all considered young adults. So it depends on what publishers talk, you know, some call it young adults, some juvenile fiction, and I don't know. But anyway, the first three are geared to middle school on up, to adult. And then the fourth book, The Making of a Spy, is more for high school and adult. She's a little older, and it deals with the beginning of the Civil War. And she is she wants to be a spy. There were a lot of lady spies on both sides in the Civil War. And so that's the premise of that particular book. And so about all those books are geared for young people. And I've begun writing some Bible novels also, and I have a couple about the life of Christ. And they're all books that young people can read.
Mm. And now you have a new book coming out. It's an Esther series that you have coming out.
Yes, I have a new book. It'll just be one volume, but it's on Queen Esther from the Old Testament in the Bible. And it's entitled Esther, Queen of Persia. And Esther, it's a book that's really for high school and adults. I wouldn't advise it for middle school kids unless they're very mature, because it's about Queen Esther and her preparation to become one night with the king. And, he's searching for a new queen. And in those days, of course, kings had many wives and concubines. And so it's more of a mature book. But I think I've already had a lot of pre-publication orders for it. And a lot of ladies like Queen Esther. She's a heroine, and she helps save her people from destruction. And but what I try to do with my historical fiction, whether it's the Bible novels or whether it's the Sarah novels, is to teach history while I'm doing it. So that's the educational aspect of these books, is that I bring in the times, the customs. I try to show a lot of the customs of 5th century B.C. with Queen Esther, and what it was like to live in a palace, and what it was like being married to this despot king of Persia. And he was the Greeks. He was known as Xerxes. In the Bible, he's called Ahasuerus. And that's the new book, and it's already being received quite well. It hasn't actual date of release is November 1st, so it hasn't been released yet, but I'm already taking orders for it.
Yeah, there's many homeschoolers interested in it, right?
Pardon me, say that again?
There's many homeschoolers already interested in it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have a lot of homeschoolers interested in it. Homeschool moms are interested in it. And several, I've already got several orders from homeschool moms back there in Ohio. So I've got some, I came back to Ohio in 2008 after my second book, Sarah's Promise, was released. And I had kind of a book tour, and I went to several bookstores. And I spoke at the library at Wapakoneta. And I have a lot of homeschool kids, moms from Ohio that have bought my books. And so, they're, I guess, popular with some of the homeschool kids back there. So.
Yeah. Do you want to read maybe the back of your cover of your new book for the audience?
Sure, I could do that. This is the... it's called a teaser from the back cover, and it says Hadassah. That was Esther's name before her name was changed. But Hadassah, a young Jewish orphan, forced to enter the palace at Susan, has had her world turned upside down by Ahasuerus, the despot king of Persia. Not only has Haggai, the custodian of women, changed her name, but everything about her life is now controlled by this eunuch. She must witness and experience the heathen excesses of the palace while awaiting her night with the king in his bedchamber. Why has God allowed this to happen? Author Jim Baumgartner provides the answer. When you enter the 5th century BC world of the vast Persian Empire, where Hadassah becomes Queen Esther, and her life is forever changed through the providence of God. That's the teaser.
Yeah, wow.
And hopefully it'll tease some people into buying it. But, but you can go to my,
now
I have a couple of websites.
Yes. Let's introduce those websites, and then I just have like a couple more questions for you afterwards.
Okay. Well, I have two websites, and they're easy to go to. One is sarahbooks.net, and the other one is biblenovels.net. And if you get the one, there's a way to click over to the other, so either you can click either way, but sarahbooks.net and biblenovels.net, and that'll get you to my websites, and you can order the books. And you can see, actually, I have a photo of the young lady who is going to be Queen Esther on the front of my book. I don't actually have the book, the front cover of the book yet, but I do have the photo, and she's quite lovely, so you might take a look at that.
Wasn't that chosen from a contest or something? Or
No, not this girl, no.
Sarah? I know there was something about you had done a contest.
I've had some contests in the past with Sarah. And actually, there's a young lady back in Ohio that actually named her horse. I had a name Sarah's horse contest, and I can't remember what town she's from, but she's back there in Ohio. But yeah, but this young lady is a friend of my photographer's, and she did quite well. The idea of this photo is Queen Esther seeing the king for the first time as she lifts her eyes to look at the king. So if you go to the website, you can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've been on. I've seen it, but have you, Kaden? Did you go yet and check it out?
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, okay. I see it right now. Yes, this is a lovely picture. It's on the BibleNovels.net. You can see that picture.
Right.
And I think it fits perfectly.
And she looks simply dressed, and she doesn't have a crown yet because at this point she has not been crowned Queen Esther, so that's the idea of this photo. And I actually haven't told anybody, but those pearls that she is wearing was my mother's pearls. It's kind of special to me. My mother died about 3 years ago, but I took those pearls and let her wear those so she could have that photo. So.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sorry about your mother, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And it's special.
Yeah.
I think it makes it, you know, ties your work into something special for you. And I think the book definitely sounds really, really intricate and very interesting and amazing. And I personally have never read books that are typically in historical fiction of this sort that relate back to the Bible. And so I think I would definitely be very interested in reading this once it comes out, and so perhaps I can pre-order the book as well, and I think that would be really, really great. So before we close up a little bit, I wanted to kind of ask you just a little bit more about your writing before we get into kind of how you became affiliated with New Heights Educational Group. And so you have obviously many books out and this new book coming out. Do you foresee yourself you know, continuing writing books of this nature, writing more books or exploring new topics? You know, what are your future ambitions for your books and your writing?
Well, I'm actually working on another Sarah book. It'll be a sequel to the last one, which is The Making of a Spy, and in that particular book, she is right at the beginning of the Civil War. Actually, the Civil War broke out in April of 1861, and this takes place in August 1861 in Missouri at the Battle of Wilson Creek. The Battle of Wilson Creek was actually the second major battle of the Civil War, and I've been to that battle site several times and to gather information, and so I believe there's going to be at least three books in this Civil War series with Sarah. The first one's Making a Spy. This one, it's tentatively called, I have a working title of Sarah's Fight. So I'm not certain yet. You know, you just give it a title and then you go. But I began writing that book, and it will deal more with the actual battle some of the problems at that time and right after the battle. And then that'll lead into the next battle, which is down at what's called Pea Ridge, Arkansas. So that's what I'm working on at the moment. I have plans for one more book in the My Son series. That's about the life of Christ. The first book was My Son, Behold the Lamb of God, and the second one is My Son, Is This Not the Carpenter's Son? And then, which has brought the life of Christ up through the first 2 years of his ministry, and then the third book will be the third year of his ministry and his crucifixion. And it's going to be kind of a tough book to write. I kind of put it off a little bit. I'm still doing some research on that. So I have two books at the moment that I'm planning. One is part of the Sarah series, and one is part of the My Son series. And way down the road, I have an idea of writing about Samson in the Bible.
So, oh, neat.
a strong man. Yeah. So.
Yes. I love that story. I mean, in the Bible.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see your version.
Well, he lived in an evil time, so his story it'll be good for intrigue and
yeah.
I think it'll be a good story.
Yeah.
That's probably 2 or 3 years off.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have another question, Kaden?
I was just going to ask how Jim, you were affiliated or came to know New Heights Educational Group. And I know that Pamela Clark as well can add to this story of how you guys came to know each other.
Yeah, start it, Jim.
Go ahead. She asked how we.
Yeah. Do you want me to start it?
Became affiliated with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell a little, or do you want to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you had told me before the show was 2007. I didn't remember that well, but New Heights was still somewhat new back then, and we always get product offers and book authors and that want to publicize their books through us, and we have to be careful. We don't want to promote something we've never read. So you had donated your first book to us back then, and back then my son and I, we were homeschoolers, and we read the book together, Sarah's Wish. And we love history. And it just really touched a chord with us. And we became fans. And then we purchased your next book after that. And we just became fans. And for my son, he likes such a variety of different books. I was kind of surprised because I thought maybe he would think that the book was a little girly or something like that. But
right.
He didn't. He really loved it because I didn't make him read anything he didn't really enjoy. But I personally don't preview the books anymore. I have teachers that work through New Heights or someone else read them because I'm so busy. But towards the beginning, I was the one that would sit down and read all the books and usually make it part of our school day, you know, to do that. And yours by far, out of all the books that my son and I read, it was really one of our very favorites. And I'm not just saying that.
Well,
I love
it. Well, thank you very much. And I think it comes as a surprise to some people that the boys like these books because they aren't just a kind of a fluff book, but they have some things in there that boys like, and they have the ornery slave catchers and the conflict between her and the slave catchers, or whatever. In the third book, Sarah's Escape, it's her against her evil uncle, and so boys like that also.
Yeah, we really did. Very much enjoyed it.
Great.
And we're always happy to hear when you're coming out with another one, even though I don't, you know, my kids are both growing now and out of the home. We're still fans, and we think very kindly towards your writing skills, and we appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Well, that brings us towards the end of the show, doesn't it, Caden?
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to kind of end by thanking you, Jim, so much for being on our show and sharing information about you, your life, and your books, so that way our audience can kind of get more familiar with you and hopefully become just as big fans as Pamela has and, say, read your books. So, again, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thank you for asking me. I appreciate it very much.
You're always welcome back for each book.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And on the topics of books, I'm just going to announce our next show. What I've been wanting to do for a long time is kind of have a book review show. I have to think of the title for that, but there's a number of books that I've really loved over the course of obviously my life reading them, and I really want to share those with the audience, and I have done so a little bit with the newsletter in the past, but I want to kind of go over an analysis of different books for different ages and share that with the audience, and so hopefully they can take away from the books that I've read as much as I have. That will be the next show next week at the same time, 6 p.m. And we're just going to say thank you again to the audience for listening in. Thank you again, Jim and Pamela. And I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. We'll see you next show.
Raise me up to more.